Hello and welcome to the Relationship Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Mikkel, and today we're talking about the travel fantasy. All right, you guys, I have something really fun. Me and my husband are about to go to Italy. I'm here recording some podcasts as we are getting ready for our trip, and I'm not sure what order I will post these episodes, so I'm very excited to say that these episodes, some of them are going to go live while we're on this trip, and it's going to be really fun. I am not bringing my baby girl, which is going to be kind of sad. She is going to be staying with her grandparents while we just get to focus on exploring, so it's a bittersweet thing, but I'm really looking forward to this trip. A lot of people have asked me if I am excited for this trip, and my initial response has actually been no, because when I think about travel, my little anxious brain likes to go to all the way things can go wrong and the logistics that I haven't figured out yet, and logistics just stress me out so much. And I feel like now that we're getting closer to it, I don't need to figure out all the logistics anymore. I'm just going to go and have fun and have an adventure. And so very excited about it. And in honor of our trip, I actually want to talk to you guys more about travel and the fantasy we build up in our heads around travel. When I was in the very thick of my relationship anxiety, I just was not happy with life. Like, I honestly, I didn't love my relationship. I didn't love myself. I did not like how I was spending my day to day. And maybe some of you relate to feeling this way, where you are hopeful, like you're young, you are like in this relationship, like a lot of things on the outside of your life like look like they're going good, but you aren't feeling the way that you want to feel. Remember, I was just like very unhappy with life. And I remember like during that period, my brain would create a lot of fantasies around how my life should be. So like ideas of different career paths I should have pursued. Like I studied business in school and my brain was like, you should have become a nurse, which I never was interested in nursing. Or you should have gone to this college instead of that college. Or you should have dated more first. And there were all these fantasies that my brain would play out. And one specifically that my brain got really stuck on was this idea of travel. And I had this thought in my mind. Remember this when we were very first married? I became obsessed with the idea of going to Italy. And I was like so compelled by this idea that I needed to travel to Italy and I was going to have this magical experience there and it would make me feel happy and complete. And I like really like focused a lot on this like fantasy and built it up in my mind. And you know, it wouldn't help, of course, of going on social media and you see people posting pictures of these trips and you think like, wow, well, it just looks so perfect there. Or if I was there, or maybe if me and my husband were vacationing there, then we would feel happy and I would have more fun. And it was like this little escape fantasy in my head of once we could go to Italy, then life was going to be really good. And I was like craving travel so, so badly. I didn't know it at the time, but what was going on for me was I was thinking if I could go travel somewhere, that then I would fix how I felt. And I actually the other month coached a client on the same thing of this idea of there's some place out there, if I travel to this place, that then I will feel differently on the inside. And it makes sense because many of us see content on social media around travel and people like living their best lives. And this key part of it is they're traveling. Like, and I swear all of them like run their own businesses and they're running a business on the beach and getting to travel through, you know, the streets of Europe. And you know, everything's so romanticized online, it's really easy to look at that and think, okay, if I just had that external thing, then I would be happy. And I've lived out this in different versions throughout my life. Like, my family moved around growing up, and I always would think, like, okay, if once we go to this place, then I'll be happy. Once I go to this place, then I'll be happy. And it was just the new version of it. And so it's really interesting to have this come, like, full circle now that my husband and I are actually traveling to Italy years and years later in our marriage. But what's so crazy is I don't feel this urgent, compelling need to go. And so much of this is because of the work that I've done. So back when I was really in the thick of feeling the need to go somewhere, feeling the need to travel and visit Europe, I was working this job I didn't like. I had all this anxiety I didn't know how to work through, and was at this job. I'm listening to this podcast, and this life coach says this idea. Like, she talks about how she realized wherever she went, her brain was coming with her. That whatever relationship she was in or wherever she was living, her brain was following her along. And so she would hop from relationship to relationship. She would go from place to place because she was looking for this external thing outside of her to make her happy, to fill her up, to complete her and bring her joy. And what she found as she kept going to different places or new men was the same type of problems would follow her. And she had this light bulb moment that, like, her sharing on her podcast transformed my life. This idea that it wasn't where she lived. It wasn't where she was vacationing. It wasn't the guy she was with that was causing all of her pain. It was her brain. It was the way she was thinking. It was the emotions she was in a habit of feeling. Her internal circumstances that were dictating how she felt. Not the things outside of her, not the world out around her, but what was going on within her. And so she realized that if she wanted to find joy, she had to take ownership for what was going on inside of her. So she stopped swapping relationships, she stopped moving around a bunch, and started focusing on finding joy where she was at. And hearing her say that on a podcast just was like light bulb moment to me, because I realized, like, oh my gosh, that is exactly what I've been doing. I have been building up this idea of going somewhere else or having some other career or some kind of fantasy relationship so that I could feel different on the inside. But it wasn't my life that was creating my pain. Again, from the outside, my life looked pretty good. But it was because of what was going on inside of me. Because of my own emotional patterns, my own mental patterns, my own trauma, all of that, that I was not in the space to find joy wherever I was at. I could go swap all the things outside of my life, but yet my brain would still come with me. I could go travel to Europe, but yeah, I was still going to bring my dang anxious brain with me. Europe wasn't going to cure my anxiety. Maybe it would give me a little bit of relief from it for a moment. And so I totally shifted gears and goals. My goal went from, how do I get on a trip to Europe? How do I go visit? To, how do I find joy and love my life right now exactly as it is? And that moment, that was the spark that began all of the healing work that I've done. Because all of a sudden I had power over my life. It wasn't, I need to go like get this thing outside of me. I need to go on this trip. It was, I need to work on what's going on within me. And I knew that once I did that, that then, like, if I went on a trip to Europe, it wouldn't be out of trying to escape the pain I felt in the moment. It was going to be just for fun. And it's so cool now to be in this place where I'm going to live out that dream, but yet I haven't spent all this time looking forward to it. Like I said, I've actually like had some nerves around it. But also I think because I'm so present in my life. Like I enjoy my life on a day-to-day basis now. So I'm not needing this fantasy anymore to escape from it. When we are able to work on our brain, when we're able to work on our feelings, we don't need to run away. We don't need to escape. We're able to be very present with our day-to-day. Finding joy in the mundane, in the routine, in like the little parts of life. It's like almost instead of going to a vacation to escape, we find ways to create the vacation in our everyday life. I recently was actually talking to a friend and she was sharing how while she can look forward to vacations and get really excited about them, that often she builds it up so much in her mind of the expectation of what it will be like, that then when she is on the vacation, she will like actually get a little bit frustrated or try to control or fix it because it's not matching like what she had pictured in her brain. Versus recently had a vacation where she just let herself enjoy it and have fun with it. And this friend was sharing with me most recently, she had a vacation where she didn't do that. She didn't build up this huge expectation and just went and was very present and was able to have like a lot of fun, way more fun than she normally does on vacations because she wasn't pressuring herself with it. And this just had me thinking about how even when we build up the idea of vacation and this like travel fantasy in our mind, we bring that rigid mind with us. We bring that anxious brain with us. And ultimately, what we are looking for, the magic that we think travel will give us, is this sense of total presence and peace and fun. I think the reason travel and vacations can be so magical is because of the mindset we allow ourselves to have. And again, it's not because the vacation is creating it, because like my friend observed, like she actually would notice more stress on vacations because she brought that anxious brain with her. But when we find more magic on vacations, it's not because the place is different, right? There are people that live in Italy and come to the US and feel like it's super magical. There are people from the US that go to Italy and they're like, eh, it's fine. It's our mindset that creates that magic that we're craving, that magic that we're craving in our life. And so whether you go on a vacation or not, if you can learn to work with your brain and emotions, you can cultivate more of what you're wanting to feel on a day-to-day basis in your life and in your relationship. So I want to talk to you guys real quick about some of the things that will create more of what you're craving. And the first and foremost thing is giving yourself permission to not worry. I think this is one of the things that is so dramatically different from when we're on a vacation versus when we are at home. When you really enjoy a vacation and travel, a lot of times it's because you give yourself permission to not worry about the things you normally worry about. You still may have a thought pop up here or there, but you allow yourself not to get caught up in it. You allow yourself to come back to the present. You don't chase every thought. You're just like really focused on where you're at. And I think that is the second thing that really creates a lot of magic on our vacations. We get so, so present with right here and right now. You aren't like anticipating or really focused on some future thing. You're not super focused on the past. You are just like right there in that moment. When you are walking down that like cobblestone street or you're feeling the sand in your toes and the sun on your skin and you're loving it, it's because you are all in on being right there in that moment and you were soaking up all the magic it has to offer. And it's not because that place is so magical, but because you are fully present in it. You are fully there. And as we tap into being fully where we're at, the magic starts to come. And we can access that in our day-to-day life, in the mundane, when we are fully all in and present and right there in that moment, it creates some of that vacation magic. Because the magic isn't the place, it's in us. And when we are totally present with where we're at, we tap into that. So the coolest thing is you don't have to go somewhere to get it. It's within you being able to get really, really present with where you're at and find the magic in your day-to-day life, romanticizing the experience of your life. When you're on a vacation and you see this little shop, you're not just like walking past it and being like, okay, yeah, whatever. Like you might on your walk to work. But on a vacation, you see that little shop and you're like, oh my gosh, look at the awnings on the side of it. Look at the greenery and the way it goes up the walls. Oh, notice like the smell as I walk by. And again, you're really, really present with it and you're romanticizing it, right? So in your brain, you're building up this whole story about how magical this little shop is and how cute it is. And you like allow yourself to kind of like almost be in this like fairy tale moment. And we can do that in our day-to-day life. You are allowed to romanticize your walk to work. You're allowed to romanticize little moments, like rather than just cooking dinner every night for your partner that, or with your partner or your partner cooking for you. My house, it's my partner cooking for me. Instead of it just being a chore to get done, that you can be fully in that moment and like smelling the food and noticing your partner preparing the food and actually like building up this like romanticness to it. Like we're not just getting dinner done. We are preparing this special meal and like here are the vegetables we're cutting up and like almost like if you were at a restaurant and you kind of would romanticize the little aspects of the food or like imagine like the beauty of the ambiance and like you let yourself like almost elevate the whole experience in your mind rather than just letting it be this mundane thing because of the novelty of it and the newness. It's a little more natural and more easy for our brain to do. But you can access that in your day-to-day with your partner as you are just living life. So don't wait to go somewhere. Don't wait to get somewhere. Let yourself find joy right here and right now. Learn how to cultivate and create it. And know that when we go somewhere else, there isn't this magic fix or pill for our own internal world. We have to learn how to work with it. And the cool thing is, when you step into being the person who can do that, everything becomes more magical in your life. Your vacations are going to become more magical, but even just the day-to-day, like every little aspect to life becomes more joyful because you become the creator of that joy. You're not looking to line up all the perfect circumstances outside of you to get it. You are stepping into being the person who creates it. And that just makes life magic. All right, I'm gonna have an awesome vacation and I will talk to you.